Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 221-1402, or if you're streaming from far, far away, you can call us at 1-800-521-1989. Frosty, our producer.
Frosty, good morning.
Has anybody called us on the 800 number ever?
I don't know, because it just it rings like normal.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we can't tell if they're calling in on that or not. All right. Hey, the person that has put me behind the mic, my soulmate. And sometimes I will hold that against you, Linda.
Well, at least you didn't say behind bars.
Well, not yet. But, you know, we've been married a year, so, you know, who knows what's going to happen next.
Oh, good morning. No, happy times here. Yesterday... I want to share with our listeners that I had the great opportunity of being one of the judges for the Senior Idol contest. And, you know, Cheetah was there, Don Burton emceed, we had Jim Pope was there, and a gal named Joy from Fox. And I got to tell you, there were some very, very good singers. And the show is going to be May 23rd at the Cascade. It'll be a full-on show, and I just, my cheeks could not stop hurting because I smiled. I just really had a great time. And along with that, we always want to thank our listeners for bringing to our attention things that are going on in town. So, give me a minute here, and I want to tell you about the Spring Funk Fling and Spaghetti Feed.
I'm glad you can say that.
Well, evidently one of our very own musicians up here, very well loved, has been injured, and this is a way for all of us to come together. And the bands that will be playing, it's not only a Spaghetti Feed, Brian Burke's Mumblefinger and Dan Frost Dirty. They'll be at 5:30. This is May 1st and 7 p.m. at Lulu's. There's $5 suggestion donation at the door for music and $11 for dinner and the show. Kind of fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. They're also going to be raffling off a Fender American Stratocaster in a white case donated by Harrod Music and valued at $1,275. Raffle tickets will sell at Harrod Music for only $2 each. So they'll also be available at the event.
Now, that's a guitar.
Yes.
Okay.
Special kind of Stratocaster is a special kind of thing with the bar wear thing.
Oh, okay. Bar wear thing, huh?
Also, we're going to come back after this break. We have one more event that we want to announce. It's starting tomorrow. So it's an important thing that we get out. But this is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Always wanting to take your calls. 221-1402. Tell us what's on your mind. And this is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Rob Logan, attorney at law. Rob's going to help you. If you're in trouble, he's going to give you the best shot you're going to have. His phone number is 530-241-0126.
Hey, before we get to the phones with you, Tim, hold on, because we want to talk about, first of all, I need to go back up and say that Senior Idol competition. Do you know what the funds are? The sales of the tickets are all going towards
Power for Seniors.
Yeah, it is going to go to a fund for those seniors who can't afford their electrical bills.
This is a way of
doing that, which I thought was just really nice. Okay. Also, if you remember the man that was beaten to death, poor
Tim Alcorn.
A group of people decided to get together and do a motorcycle parade in honor of Tim. This starts May 1st. 10 o'clock to 10:15 is the motorcycle lineup. 10:15, Amazing Grace, Blue Ribbons, Four Riders, World Remembrance, engine starts. 10:35 is the parade, and 11 o'clock is going to be, they're going to follow the funeral, and the families ask them for all the funeral people to join them at the funeral. This is on Masonic Road in Redding, California, where from there you'll be going to McDonald's Funeral Home.
Okay. Now, we're going to be talking about, are you prepared for a disaster? Before we go there, Tim's been waiting. Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. I just want to say what a great job you guys do, and you're just great ambassadors for the community. And the Power to Seniors thing, that's a great, great program for seniors that have problems paying their power bills. So definitely want to support the Senior Idol program. But anyway, I mean, this is really kind of petty, but something that just sticks in my craw, I'm going to use your term,
is,
you know, recently I've purchased some mulch and compost and manure and from, you know, the city of Reading, from Vic Hanna, from Sunrise. And the compost that I purchased from the city of Reading was $21 a yard. Uh-huh. And it's $20 a yard at either Sunrise or Vic Hanna. And I guess I can't see why I have to pay more for that from, you know, my own city landfill. I don't get that part. I don't know. It just bugs me. Well, I know it's kind of a corny topic.
No, it's not.
No, because
break it down a little bit more for me, for the novice here. So what are you mulching?
Well, actually, my garden and a vineyard.
Okay, so you took your truck to where?
The city out on, Viking Way.
Okay.
They have a compost pile there, and they'll load it for you, and for $21 a yard. And, you know, it's pretty good stuff. Can't complain about that, but... And then recently I, you know, got some manure and some mushroom mulch and some soil and stuff from Vic Hanna and from Sunrise. And they're selling the same exact stuff. It looks the same for less. So how can a private sector business sell a product for less than the city of Reading?
I can explain it with just, I think a simple sentence would be, they don't have, City of Reading doesn't have to worry about making a profit.
Yeah.
The City of Reading can put any price on things that they want. And probably the businesses are working at a lower overhead than the City of Reading is. I mean, you think about it.
Oh, labor costs, I'm sure.
The labor costs other things.
Yeah.
So that's how they can do it.
I don't know. So, it just bugs me.
I know. You know, but thanks for your kind words. And the fact is that it's, there's a lot of things in Reading that we're involved in that we like being involved in because, you know, as far as we're concerned, the city of Reading deserves it. It deserves our support and it deserves the support of our citizens. That's why we want to talk about this, the preparedness thing that we're going to go into now, Tim. But so
good.
Thank you so much
for
your call.
Day.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. You too.
Nothing's too petty. Nothing's too small
nothing's,
to talk
that's
about.
That's not petty. I mean, if people care about something, that's what the show's about is call in and tell us what you think. You know, like, why is the city selling it for more money than private? Well,
and
the reason is because the city doesn't have to make a profit, just like the government. If you ran the government in the city like you would a business where the bottom line is we got to make, you know, a profit or we're going to have to make all these cuts. So now, but they don't do that. Our California government, with these propositions, which, by the way, our friends, we're going to be talking about Monday through Friday next week. We're going to be hammering out these propositions. And as far as I'm concerned, the people down in Sacramento will be put in jail for what they've done to us. You know what? Here, they don't have the guts to vote on something. They're going to throw it right back on us. We're going to push it right back up their butts. And you know what's going to happen? We're gonna go into the fall. We're gonna end up getting fees. We're gonna end up costing us anyway. Anyway, but let's, we gotta take a quick break here. I really need to get into the survivor thing there, but we're gonna get to the phones. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Or if you're trying to get out of the area and you're going down the road, you can listen to us on 1670 and call us at 1-800-521-1989. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, the people there are going to give you the best deal you're going to get in town if you need to sell your gold. They're going to redo your jewelry and make it look better. Phone number there is 530-222-2750, and their hours are 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Ron, talk to me about mulch.
Well, I know why it costs more at the city.
Why?
You don't have one guy working while two watch.
Oh, that might be it.
You ever see Caltrans or any government entity?
I've seen like eight of them at one time. They were all making sure that one guy did his job.
Yeah.
So, not in every case, but...
No, I don't want to be hard on the city, but they can sell it for any price they want.
They don't have to make a profit. That's it. They don't need to make a profit. And so they just, an arbitrary price there says, because they've got, you know, the unions... They've got all the retirement stuff.
That's the difference between union and non-union work.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ron.
Bye.
You know, you have been, you need to crank it up here.
Okay.
Hey, you need to crank it up and talk to the people, our loyal listeners, about some stuff that's come across your desk. You've had some important phone calls out of the area. And this is stuff that we really need to bring attention to.
Well, if you look at it, we've said we're going to be talking about, are you prepared in this scenario for that? So if you picture this, and this is probably, with the World Health Organization has just raised the watch to 5, and if it goes to 6, it becomes a pandemic then. And so, but just picture this, if swine flu has become pandemic, and picture that it's infected literally millions of people throughout the world and over 50 million in the United States. Now, this has happened before in the Spanish flu back in 1917 and 18. Over 20,000 people in Shasta County have become stricken, and in an effort to slow down the spread of the flu, the state government has literally quarantined the population of Shasta County. The hospitals, clinics, and emergency responders have been completely overrun by the numbers of the sick. Basic services have started to break down to include electric, water, gas. Some have been cut off completely or has been really restricted due to no personnel available to keep the utilities going. Stores have been closed due to employee sickness and quarantine. The situation has been going on for a week and will probably last for at least 2 more weeks so we can get this under control. Intermittent utilities, stores that are open, but they have no staples. Now, can this happen? You know, the chances of this happening are, are slim, but not impossible. But what about an earthquake that hits? Or if you remember that asteroid that missed the Earth, but they said if it had hit, it would have been 800 square miles that had been destroyed. What about any other natural man-made disaster? Or in today, you're talking about terrorism and bioterrorism, weapons of mass destruction. Even though people seem to have forgotten what happened in New York on 9/11, picture what happened 2 days ago when President Obama flew the 747 around New York. Look what happened to the people. It kind of like drove it home. Hey, this could happen again. So what we're going to do today and in a couple of more shows is talk about, are you ready? Are you ready for a natural disaster? Are you prepared to live for up to a month just on what you have in your house, what you have on your person, and what you have stored? Can you do it? Now, where do we go to get information? Well, if you go to our City of Reading, if you have a computer, go to City of Reading, go to the fire department. If you go to their page on that page for the fire department, they have at the bottom of the page emergency preparedness. And then if you click on that, it will take you to a number of other links and we'll talk about what to do to get ready. But, you need some basic tenets first. You need to think about, what is my plan? Do you even have a plan? Do you have an evacuation route if you had to get out of the city? Do you even have an evacuation route to get out of your house for your kids? Have you sat down and discussed with your family, the dangers? What happens if there's, something as simple as a fire, but something as serious as an earthquake? Do your kids know how to even dial 911? Now, I just saw something the other day where a 4-year-old dialed 911, saved his mom's life in a post office. Did your kids know how to do that? Are there emergency numbers by the phone? Do you know how to turn off the main switches for electricity, water, and gas at your house? Do you even know where they're at? This is something you need. You also need a tool, because some of them are going to need a wrench to turn those off. Do you know what the local radio station for emergency broadcast information is? Well, it just happens to be KQMS. So there you go. How many of you know basic first aid? How many of you know CPR? Could you stop a serious bleeding wound? Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to perform CPR on somebody that needs it?
Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Right. Heart palpitations, the whole thing. Anyway, these are just some of the things. We're going to go into more specifics when we get back. But this is Carl on the Bot on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. I thought there was supposed to be music. Isn't there supposed to be music or something that goes da 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 da?
I couldn't think of anything clever.
Okay, well, that was... Okay. Hey, this is Carl and the Bot back on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Sometimes our clever meter is pegged. So,
what you got with Tobacco and Brew?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Finest Tobacco Emporium, west of the Mississippi. Joe and Shelley, some of the finest people you're going to meet. They support our community. They support our veterans.
Yesterday,
we had the Race for the Veterans truck out there behind Tobacco and Brew. People came by to see it. We're not going to talk about it because we were into other things. We could talk about it tomorrow. Espresso Joe's for coffee. You want to go to Tobacco and Brew. Let's go to Jim. Jim, good morning.
Hey, Carl. How's it going?
Well, you know what's going good.
Real quick, I just wanted to let people know that if a dire emergency happened and all your water got shut off, you didn't have any water in your house, always remember there will be water in your hot water heater.
You know, that's true if the water doesn't drain out because all the water is out of the pipes. Is that right? Is there a possibility that happens?
Well, if the water gets cut off, you will have that reserve in your hot water heater.
Okay.
And so just to let people know, I mean, just in the one of a million chance that happens, you could... there's an overflow switch in your hot water heater that you can drain the water so you could have, you know, water.
Yeah, you know, and depending on how big your water heater is, and depends on how many people in your family and how long you're going to be without water, too. But we're going to talk about that. But that, you know, Jim, that was one of the things we want to talk about, but we appreciate that phone call.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot. So, you know, people were thinking already. Now, okay, those are just some basic things. And like I said, we're going to be talking about this for, you know, two or three shows. But, you know, so these are things that you need to, just basic stuff, you know, you need to know. But what about a disaster supplies kit? And we're going to talk a little bit more, be a little more specific about it. But how about a 1 gallon of water per person per day? Is that going to work? Is that going to work? You know, what do you have that much? If there's two of you in a family, okay, 2 gallons a day. Is that going to be enough for eating, bathing, and health purposes? I don't know, maybe not. We're going to talk about the amount of food that you're going to need. And we're also going to talk, here's a big thing for most people, you know, I shouldn't say most people, but a lot of people are on medications. Do you have a 1 month supply of medications over what you have?
And you know it's going to cost you because your insurance will only pay for a month. So how do you get enough for just in case the spare bottle?
Well, it's the fact is you may have to pay for it unless you can get your insurance company to pop for an extra month for you so you can put it aside. Now, that could be a problem because they may think you're abusing it. Mm-hmm. On the other thing, what about cash? What about extra sets of keys? All right. Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to be talking a little more specifically here on this. Is the number one survival issue for people is going to be potable water. You may have lots of food out there, but you may not have that swimming pool out there that's got 20,000 gallons of water in there to take and store. So how do you keep water there? You can take, you know, you can, one thing you can do is just, you can take your 4, 5, or 6, or 8 gallon jugs and hold that, or any other jug that you have that can hold water. But figure out how much water you would need for a month. I mean, worst case. I mean, you can easily probably put together something for food for a month. But what about water? What if we've got, you know, we've got the Sacramento River here. So do you want to just drink out of the Sacramento River? I don't think so. So how do you fix that? You know, some people say, well, you can get these little these TerraPin filters, you know, for hiking, or a device you can put on your kitchen tap, or, you know, that kind of thing. That takes out most of the stuff. They're not going to sterilize the water, or it's not going to remove viruses. So what do you use? Something almost everybody has in their house. Chlorine bleach. Clorox. It's the universal disinfectant. That's how you're going to disinfect.
Your water.
And disinfect your water.
Well, what do you put, like a dropper in?
Yeah. It says cupful of bleach.
A cup?
Well, it just says a cupful of bleach in water is going to destroy everything in it.
Okay, but what's the ratio?
Well, what I have here, it says a cupful. Now, I don't think that's true. I think that's wrong. I think it's supposed to be it's going to be something else.
To a gallon?
No, I'm saying is that we're going to go back and check that.
Oh, okay.
I said, but bleach is the best way of doing it. I think it's just a couple of teaspoons on it. And it's supposed to be a 5-to-1 mixture already.
Okay.
But we'll check on that. But Clorox is the way to go, or chlorine bleach is the way to go for your water. And the type of food that you have, the type of food you use should be something that you eat all the time. I mean, you can go out and buy the survival packages of food, but if you haven't ever eaten it before, what happens when you eat it the first time and you find out that it gives you diarrhea or that it upsets your stomach all the time? So if you eat Hormel chili all the time, so you go out and you buy 30 or 40 cans of Hormel chili, put that in your, you know, put that in your pantry.
Oh, the dollar store is going to get overrun.
Yep. Well, that's, you know what, it's the way to do, because every 30 days then, or every 60 days or 90 days, but you know, the shelf life of these are for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
So once a year, you put them back into your food stocks that you use, and you put in fresh stuff. You know, personally, I think tuna fish, chicken, you know, canned tuna, canned chicken, anything like that is going to last. You know, your fresh vegetables, you may have a tough time doing that. Now, freeze-dried food, I mean, people can do that. I know the military, the MREs, meals ready to eat, are out there for sale. 3,000 calories per package in that, if you eat everything. 3,000 calories.
Was it like baby carrots and stuff like that? You know, like
it does have vegetables in it. It has bread. It has different entrees. But it's somewhat expensive too, though. So do you need to go out and spend thousands of dollars on this? No, you don't need to do that. Now, the problem with medical is that in a case of a survival or a pandemic, when the hospitals and the clinics are overrun, is what are you going to do for, you know, in your first aid kits? So, you know, the minimum you should need is something for emergencies and if there's an injury. You know, splints, bandages, should have things for people that have allergic reactions to, say, poison oak.
Antibiotic cream, for sure. Lots of it.
Right. You should have, you know, scissors in there. You should have, you know, it depends on how comfortable you are, but you maybe even want to do suturing if you have to. What, Frost?
I was thinking rope.
Rope, line, everything that, yeah, things to tie things, duct tape. Anything that you can do to help you survive on this.
Windex.
Windex. Okay, explain that one.
Well, don't you know that that Windex is great for so many things? It's great for and Dawn. Windex and Dawn. If you had to pick your cleaners, Windex and Dawn, and something that would be natural with lemon.
Okay.
Windex is good for everything. It's like my big fat Greek wedding. I know you think I'm funny, but remember how you try to get something off your hand, remove something from swelling? Well, the Windex would help with that. It's a way, if you needed to clean something, clean a space, clean your body. It's a good way of, I know.
This is Carl Lindebot of Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Lindebot here at Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Studios. Dan and Julie, our favorite photographers. And guess what? Right now they're doing Mom Day. Mother's Day's coming up. Portrait specials. And you can find out about the specials on their blog, which is www.newimagestudio.net. And they'll have your picture ready for Mother's Day.
Okay. Hey, look, we want to clear something up. You know, I superimposed some words there. To disinfect a gallon of water with bleach, use about 8 drops per gallon. A cup of bleach in a gallon of water will kill almost any type of bug or, you know, for disinfecting things. All right? Connor, good morning.
Morning. How are you today?
Fine. You know, I've asked Connor to call. He has been a figure in emergency preparedness for literally decades, and from another part of our state, and has been talking with me and been sending us a number of things. But Connor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Morning. Thank you for being on our show.
No problem. Glad to be here.
What would you say is the biggest problem, biggest concern facing the average resident?
Well, preparedness is definitely the biggest issue, and you've hit on the high points, which is you need to be able to take care of yourself for more than 3 days. And you've hit on water. And the water thing, I'm glad you corrected that. It's actually 8 to about 16 drops of chlorine into a gallon of water for drinking treatment. And that cup of water or cup of chlorine, again, is to disinfect stuff. But people really need to be thinking about being self-sufficient for not just that 3-day period, but much longer. And that's what I think is
Well, that's why we said take a look at a month, because, you know, worst case scenario, if everything broke down, you know, and if you were ready for a month and it only was a week or 10 days, you're still ahead of the game.
Well, you know, you really only have to look at some of the things that have gone on in this country, and it doesn't matter where you live, whether it's the ice storms in Maine or whether it's the hurricanes that hit every year on the eastern seaboard. 3 days doesn't do it. A week is sketchy. But I think your month target is really right on. People are not being told what they need to be doing to be prepared, and they need to start paying attention, because if you just look at history, government won't be there for you. They won't be there in 3 days, and in some cases they won't be there much longer than that.
Well, you know, you look at Hurricane Katrina, which was a complete, I mean, if you want to use the word disaster, there it is. And I just, I know that our state is, even though they may give lip service to emergency preparedness and preparing and handling a disaster, I don't think they've even had an exercise in years, have they?
Well, they talk about exercises, and they hold the annual Golden, this year was Golden Guardian, and they're doing another Golden Guardian in 2010, and those are billed as big statewide huge exercises, but they're really little more than a sand table or a clipboard exercise.
Now,
it's just too expensive and too difficult to coordinate large-scale exercises, and there just hasn't been the interest.
Now, we talk sand table, and we say sand table. That means that we have experts, you know, around a table literally saying, okay, if this happens, this is what we do, and we'd have to have this type of communications and everything. But as anybody knows, if you have a disaster, how deep are you? Because, say, 4 or 5 of the people standing around the table, 2 of them may not even be able to make it in there. So.
Well, that's certainly the case, and you know, you sort of touched on the pandemic issue, and you know, the federal government for a few years now has been pushing on the cities and the states and the counties to provide for continuity of services, of critical infrastructure services, but the catch point is just what you say. Emergency workers get sick, paramedics get sick, firefighters, police officers get sick, sanitation workers get sick, water treatment workers get sick, and the cities, although they can plan, really aren't prepared and can't be prepared for that 70% of the workforce not showing up weak because they've got the flu.
You know, one of the things we did in the military was, you know, we go on these exercises, and these exercises last 4 to 5 days. So what ends up doing is people, you go out there with, you know, people that are on 12 or 14 hours at a time, and they can do it for 3 or 4 days, and, you know, everybody, you know, pats themselves on the back. It was only after we got in sustained operations, when you're there for 30 or 40 or 50 days, that all of a sudden, these 12-hour days, people would start collapsing after like a week, that we found out we had to almost double the number of people we had in our infrastructure to make decisions.
Well, and the fire service is really the prime example of being aware of that. You know, the firefighters respond to the large fires, and they expect the firefighters to operate the first 24 to 36 hours continuously unsupported. But after that, they know they've got to have at least 24 hours off, and they roll into operational periods that are 12 to 24 hours long, and they rotate their personnel, and they, as you say, bring in much more personnel, and double the workforce that they actually need for any given day. And again, in a pandemic, you're not going to have your normal workforce, let alone be able to double out the amount of people you need to support that emergency situation.
Right. You know, we've got to take a break here, Connor. And what I want to do is, or what Linda and I have planned to do, is do this on a weekly basis and keep talking on preparedness. Now, we've hit the basics on it, where people to go to, but one of the big things, we've got to take a quick break, is something as simple as flashlights. Do you have two flashlights per person in your house with a lot of extra batteries? You know, that's a big thing. We're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, Connor, hang on. We're going to go to our other callers. Tom, we just short time.
Or they're not all that interested in preparedness. Say, you know, one thing you've left out, and I don't expect the government to ever tell us to do this, but if a disaster is widespread to the point it overwhelms the ability of emergency response, and you have all this stuff, and if you're prepared, you better have something to protect yourself. I'm going to tell you, somebody's going to try to take it away from you that doesn't have it.
Hey, Tom, you know, I tell you what, as part of our series, we are going to talk about that because as we have evidenced right here in our own little River City, three young men allegedly just beat a person to death for a couple
terrible.
Of beers. Oh, we're going to talk about that tomorrow in conjunction with this new hate crime legislation.
Well, they ought to bring back public flogging for somebody like that did that to that poor guy.
Well,
but, you know, I think the best thing to do is to head for the hills and pull the road up behind you.
Well, there's a lot of people that are thinking that.
I really think we'd have absolute anarchy if something went on for up to a month. And I don't know. It's but I do think on a smaller scale, you've kind of stimulated me to show every member of my family how to where the main breaker is for the electricity shut off. And also how to turn the gas off and maybe even have a wrench in a plastic bag tied to the pipe where the meter is.
There you go.
Great idea.
Turn the thing off, because if you just even so much as have a fire or something in your own house, you could certainly minimize or keep it from, you know, spreading through the neighborhood if you take those precautions. And anybody can do that.
Well, there's a number of little things we just talked about today that people, I hope, were writing down. But this is not. This is just the first in a series of these these programs we're going to have every week. So
I ain't too worried about water. I got 35,000 gallons of swimming pool in the backyard.
Oh, cool.
Okay, we'll come out and visit. Oh, hey, Tom, thanks a lot.
Big mistakes.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Bye.
Bill.
Yeah, hi, Carl. Real quick, I'll be real quick. One topic. I was wondering, I've heard a lot on the I've heard a lot on the Obama administration talk about rule of law, rule of law, rule of law, rule of law, and I'm curious as to why the rule of law applies to everything except our country's sovereignty and securing our borders. And for heaven's sakes, why could our border people now not allowed to wear masks to protect themselves?
Well, you know what, Bill? You're absolutely right. You know, did you hear anybody talk about illegal immigration during the campaign for presidency?
Oh, no,
no, you didn't. You know why? They are moral cowards. They are moral cowards to not talk about something that is affecting us. Our state is spending $9 billion a year on illegal aliens.
Right.
You know what? I feel for people that live in poverty. But you know what? I feel for Americans that are living in poverty. 631,000 more people this week went to unemployment. We have got more people unemployed than at any time since the Depression, and our own county of Shasta is in one of the top 10 areas in the country with unemployment, and we still can't seem to shut down the borders to help protect our people in the face of a pandemic that started down there.
Right.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, thank you, Carl.
Right. You know, little things upset me. That's one of them. Kim, good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I was just calling from Mercy Medical Center to let your listeners know that we still have 20 more appointments for our vascular screening on Saturday, May 2nd.
And what exactly is that?
Well, we're going to be screening for three different things. One of them is going to be for stroke prevention, and that's a carotid artery ultrasound. We're going to be doing an ankle brachial index, which checks the blood flow in your lower extremities, and then an abdominal aortic ultrasound to detect aneurysms.
Okay, is this free?
It is $99.
$99.
But you'll have all three studies done, and before you leave, you'll speak with a vascular specialist, yeah, a physician, okay, and get all your results.
Okay, hey, Kim, we got a break here.
That's great.
Hey, Kim, give us a call tomorrow about this, too, okay?
Well, yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
You bet. Hey, Connor.
Here.
Thank you so much for calling, and I want you to be, of course, a regular guest. Hello? Well, we lost Connor. Okay, we want Connor to be, he's listening though, to be our regular guest here. And, on, when we start doing this, we have just touched the surface here, but we've given y'all hopefully some ideas to get prepared to get started. Next week we're going to talk about shelter, we're going to talk about electricity, we're going to talk about staying in contact, and we're going to talk about protecting yourself. Now, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?